So again, we are learning the Sugya Maidah. We learned yesterday Rosh Hashanah's side. It's Mechadish, and as I said, it's really in the Sivis, that the way Maidah works is with Asi Dibur and Mavatal Dibur. Not the way we typically think of Maidah. Typically, the way we think of Maidah is it's just a Gilui Nosa, it's just to know that I was forced, I go to Eidim and they write in the Shtar that I was forced. Reb Shimon says, no, it's Poyel. The Shtar is Poyel. The Shtar Maidah works with Asi Dibur and Mavatal Dibur, that afterwards the Mechira, which normally Talui V'Zvina is a Zvini, here it's not, because the Dibur HaKodemes is stronger than the Dibur afterwards, and Memela it's Poyel to be Mavakal. In the Pesachei Tshuva, in Siman Reish Hei, it's a cut in Gimel, brings a Shaila from the Tshuvas Chaves Yoyer. Reuven was Maisa Maidah that Shimon is forcing him to sell a field. And the Edom wrote a Shtar Maidah, and then Reuven went through with the Mechira, he did a Mechira to Shimon. Afterwards, Reuven thought about it, and he said, you know what, let the Mechira stay. Reuven was tefreden with the Mechira, even though he was forced. But later, the tables changed. Reuven said, you know what, let the Mechira stay. And Shimon, who forced him to sell, heard that Reuven was Maisa Maidah. So Shimon is the one who wants to say, you know what, give me my money back and take the field back. Some real estate prices went down. So Reuven was happy that he sold it, and Shimon was unhappy that he bought it. So what happened? The tables were turned. Shimon forced Reuven to sell it. Now Shimon wants to take Reuven's bechor and say the mechir is not a mechir. So the Chavis Yoreh said that Shimon could do it. Shimon could say, you're Maisa Maidah, so the mechir is not a mechir. And Shimon could be chayza. He asks himself, he asks the kasha. In Hilchis Einah, if I sell you something for a price, I cheat you. It's a higher price, more than a shtus over the higher price. So the halacha is that you could be chayze. You could say, and I bittul mechira. There, the halacha is that if the person who was cheated says, I want to keep it. And the ma'ana, the one who cheated him, is the one, also the tables were turned. The ma'ana is the one who wants to back out. So there the halachi is that the ma'ana can't be chayza. It's only the one who was cheated could be chayza. You don't say that the one who cheated him, if he's the one that wants to be chayza, you could say, look, it was a no, it's bitul mekach. We don't say that. So l'chayr, it should be the same thing here. The one who was forced, he has a right to back out. The one who did the forcing, why does he have a right to back out?
Why not? There's no sale in the first place.
No. Why is there no sale in the first place?
It's not how. Because
you see now, Mishaket. You see that it is time. The ma'ana can't back out. The ma'ana can't back out. Only the misana could back out. Well, that's what you're saying. We'll see in a minute. So what the Chavis Yoreh says is there it's different. There, Shaloya he chayte niska. There, he's a chayte. He's I know as a lav in the Torah. He's forcing someone to sell. So Shaloya he chayte niska. We don't let him back out. When Sha'in came by us, with the Mechira is a good Mechira. So he's not, there's no einish of chayta niska. So here, if he's maisa maida, the maida is a, the maida works that either side, if they want, could back out. This is the Chavis Yoyer. When I saw this Chavis Yoyer, I was thinking, this doesn't stem with Rav Shimon. Because Rav Shimon is saying, what was Rav Shimon's hesber by Maida? That it's not a Mekach at all, because Asi Dibur, I'm a Vatal Dibur. The words he said, I'm willing to sell it, a bottle, because it was Maisa Maida. The way I understand Rav Shimon, it's just not a Mechira. The Mechira is bottle, even if Reuven and Shimon wanted to be a Mechira, if they both wanted to be a Mechira. Without a new Kenyan, it's nothing. Because Asi Dibur, I'm a Vatal Dibur. So the way we explain Maida till now, it sounds like when you maisa Maida and then you sell, it's nothing, it's garnished, it's bottle. It's bottle and bottle, it's like you didn't do anything. Chaviz Yar seems to say that it's Kayim until someone backs out. The Mekach is Kayim unless someone backs out. Reuven certainly could back out, he's the one that was forced. Chaviz Yar says if Shimon wants, he could back out. But it's clear from the Chaviz Yar that if they both, if he forces him and afterwards he says, let it be a Mechira, that it's a good Mechira, without a new Kenyan. So the Chavis Yar doesn't stim with Rav Shimon. But that, isn't that later? You see, if he changes his mind before he does the Kenyan, I'm asking. It depends when he changes his mind. If he changes his mind, if he's Maisa Maida on Sunday, change his mind on Monday, and then he sells it, I'm asking. By Sviru, we said that the first Dibur is stronger and the second Dibur is weaker, so the first Dibur sticks and the second Dibur falls. Same thing Rav Shimon is saying here. The Mesiris Maida is Beratzen, the sale is Shalai Beratzen, so it's Baba. Now I agree with you that if the sale is Baratzen, if Bishas the Mechir is Baratzen, so Rav Shimon said, if both are Baratzen, the second one wins. But if the Mechir was Shalai Baratzen, and later he said, let it go, the way I understand, the second Dibur is Batel. So fortunately, the Pesachei Tshuva tells you to look in the Ketzais. So first I looked at the Ketzais there on that page, it's not there. But the Ketzais on the next page, Ketzais is cut and involved. The Ketzais asks two kashas in the Chavis Yar. First of all, he asks, what do you mean the Ma'ana is a Chayte? He says, someone charges someone too much, he's a Chayte. If someone forces someone, he's not a Chayte. That's called a Chamsin. A Chamsin is also an Averin. It's also to be a Chamsin. Gemara says people don't realize it's an Averin, but it's an Averin. A Chamsin is also an Averin. So a person says he doesn't understand what the Chavis Yar says that a Chamsin is not a Chayte. But then he says, that is Ikka Shaila. He says, he doesn't say Asi Dibur Vatal Dibur, but he says that the Mekach is not a Mekach Bechlal. And therefore, the Chavis Yar's Psak is Emes, even though he disagrees with what he said, that he's not a Chayte, but he says the Psak is Emes, that it doesn't matter if Reuven wants to back out or Reuven doesn't want to back out. Shimon could say, the Mecher is not a Mecher, because a Mecher, in such a case, is where somebody is Maisa Maida, the Mekach is not a Mekach Bechlal. So he's very close, the words aren't exactly Rav Shimon's words, but the bottom line is Rav Shimon's bottom line, that the Ketzais is Taka saying that by Maisa Maida, it makes that the Mecher that happened is Ois Mecher, Be'etzem. Which is the bottom line where Rav Shimon is saying. So if you get there, like the Rav Shimon in the Seed is Gossi Dibur and Vatal Dibur, or the way the Ketzais is, he doesn't say that Lashon, he says a different Lashon, but it seems that they all agree, except for the Chavis Yair, that the Mekach is Be'etzem, not a Mekach, when you're Maisa Maida. If the Meidah is done properly, it's not pshat, it's a mekach and you have a right to back out. It's be'etzem not a mekach. By Oinot, there's Reb Shimon in Bav Netzia who says, Oinot says there are two types of cheating someone in a sale. There's Mocha Yayin v'nimtza chaimetz. You sell him one thing and he opens a package of something else. So if you go into the store and you buy a package of you buy a container of orange juice and you open it, it's milk. So Rav Shimon says that's be'etzem not a mekach. The whole mekach is not a mekach. You went to buy yayin, you got chaymis. You went to buy milk, you got oranges. It's be'etzem not a mekach. You don't have to back out. It's just not a mekach. Masha'en came by Oinor, Rav Shimon says, the mekach is a mekach. You wanted to buy eggs and you bought eggs. Just to charge you too much. The Rav Shimon is masber, it is a mekach, just it's missing in the Gemara's das of the misanon. The Gemara's das of the seller it has. It's missing the Gemara's das of the buyer. So the buyer is sover v'kabel. The buyer says, I'm masking. Sover v'kabel, so then it becomes a mechira. And that's why the ma'ana cannot back out. And the misana couldn't back out. Because it's just missing the gemira's das of the one who was cheated. And the one who was cheated is the misana is sover v'kabel, then it's a mechira. And I once mentioned the halacha here about sover v'kabel, that if you buy a container of milk and you come home with it and you find out it's sour, so you have a right to return it? How about it? Let's say you say, you know what, it's not worth the patch garay, I'm not going to bother returning it. That's called sover v'kabel. You think about it and you accept it. And then somebody in the house says, I'm going to the store. You say, you know what, take the milk back and get me my money back. So the halacha I mentioned, which Rav Pan used to mention in his Cheshev Mishpat Shmuzen, is that you can't do it. Once you sover v'kabel, once you accepted it, so you can't return it anymore. Because once you accept it, the sale's a sale. Sover v'kabel is a mechira, it's like your meichel. And now you can't return it anymore because now you're cheating the person. The mechira is a mechira. So that halacha, that sover v'kabel is a kabbalah, what we're saying, the way I understand this morning, that's only something which is a mechira, but there's something wrong with it. If you went to buy milk and you got orange juice, it's be'etzem not a mekach. Mechira, either side could back out. So if I'm sort of a kabbal, that shouldn't be enough. The mechira didn't mean to sell me, if what was in the package was the wrong thing, if he sells me milk, so the mechira needs to sell me milk. So if it ends up being sour, mitzidai, he's fine with it. Mitzidi, I'm not happy with it. What? Who? He's going to throw it out, therefore. He's getting something different. But beside the meicher, so I understand. So there, if he's sover v'kabel, the question is it a kabbal? So what I'm saying is, in that case, the meicher meant to sell him a container of milk. If the milk is old, he still meant to, there was still gemiras das, and if it was sour, it was also gemiras das, beside the meicher. So the cloud that sover v'kabel, it's only missing in the lekeach's das, is true. Lekeach has das, it's fine, the meicher, it's within the realm of what the meicher meant to sell. But in a situation where you go and you buy one min, and when it comes, the delivery is something else, somehow the bag has the totally wrong things. The way I'm understanding now, that's b'chlal not a mecher. So it's b'chlal not a mecher. If I'm sub of a kabbal, it doesn't make it a mecher. The mecher never had asked to sell this. You see what I'm saying? They put the wrong thing in the box. It happens. You get a delivery. And yes, for one thing, you get something totally different. Now, if it's more expensive, obviously you have to return it. Let's say the thing you got is cheaper. But it's the wrong thing. So, if in that case I'm sover v'kabel, You understand what I'm saying? I ordered something, and I ordered napkins. Instead of napkins, I got paper cups. So let's say napkins are more expensive than paper cups. So I got paper cups. They billed me for napkins. So, l'chayre, if I'm sovereign of the Kabbal, if I agree to it, so now I can't go back. But I'm not so sure that's true, because what we're learning now is there's a type of mecher which is not a mecher at all, and there's a type of mecher which is just missing the gemiras das of the buyer. Right? That's this whole ktzais. The ktzais is saying that ma'ana misana, it's a mecher. It's just missing the acceptance of the misana. So if he accepts it, it's over. Mashain kain, when you're maisa maida, the ktzais is saying, like Rav Shimon is saying, it's b'chol not a mecher. So Zot the Ktzais, even though the Ktzais holds the one doing it is a chayte, like he holds more than a chavis yah, chavis yah holds the one doing it is not called a chayte. The Ktzais says, what do you mean? He is a chayte. But afal pi kein, it's b'chol not a mecher. So even if Reuven, the son of a kabbal, Reuven says, I accept it, it doesn't matter. Shimon could still say it wasn't a mecher. So that's b'chol not a mecher. L'chayr is sub of a kabbal, and that's this you say, the sub of a kabbal doesn't apply. If Reuven, the person was cheated or was forced, accepts it, it doesn't, the Ktzais is saying it doesn't matter. If it's not a mecher, it's not a mecher. Until they both, if they both agree, they still need a new king. Because it's not a, it wasn't a mecher, the first mecher. You follow what I'm saying? By Beidah, when one person is forced to sell, Balabatish, if you would look at it without thinking into it too much, you would understand that if I'm forced to sell and I sell it, and then I say, who cares, then it's over. Because I'm the one who was forced. And I was Maisa Maida, without Maisa Maida, 4 years of Zavin would be a Zvini anyway. As Maisa Maida, and I was forced. So, Bashkafu Rishaini, you told someone who's not in the Sugya, he'll tell you, look, if I'm forced, then I'm Maisa Maida, and then I say, you know what, I'm Maisa the whole thing. You would think that if it's all said and done, it's a mechira. If I'm Michael, I'm the one who's cheated, so I'm Michael, forget it, so now it's a mechira. The Ktzais is saying, or Shimon is saying, and the Sivis is saying, it's not so. When you're Maisa Maida, it's not a mechira at all. Basi Dibur and Mavatal Dibur means that it's Bechlal, not a mechira. It's not that I'm being cheated, it's that I've done it, did a trick that makes the mechira is not a mechira. If later I say I want it, I have to do a new Kenya, and the Makna has to be Makna to me again. It's a totally different story than the case of Ma'an Umasan. So this is the case of the Chavis Yoyer. There's one more case I saw in Shulchan Aruch, also an interesting case, in the Shach, Sukkot and Dalid. He has a case where there's a loiva and a malva. The malva is nervous that the loiva is never going to pay him. So he has an eitzah. The loiva wants to buy a field from him. So he really doesn't want to sell the field. He's maisa meida, he says, listen, he owes me money a long time, he doesn't pay me. If I go to Bezdin, he'll say, I don't have any money. Cash you could hide. So what I want to do is I'm going to sell him the field. That way he'll give me cash. I'll sell him the field. And then, the only reason I'm selling him the field is later I'll be able to be teveya the field for my chayv. So that's why I want to sell the field. That's the mysterious meida. Now how do you prove it to the Edim exactly? I'm not sure. Maybe you prove it to the Edim that they see you, I don't know, like a Sviman Bay, until you write Anan Yadina, Leibo Unsa. So maybe they hide and they see that he needs, Mitzi owes him money and he refuses to pay him. So the Shach is Mesupik, if that's called a forced sale. When you're selling it as an Eitzah to be Gaiva, it's a good Eitzah. You'll end up being Gaiva. Now, of course, what's going to happen later, when you go to be Teveya him, and you say, I'm going to take away the field from you, he'll say, yeah, do have cash. He'll give you cash because he wants the field. It's an Eitzah to get your Chayiv back, but you're not necessarily going to get your field back. So the Shach is Mesupik, if that's called a Nenas,
or not a nenas. In a way, it is nenas, and he's not going to get paid any other way. So this is shachas mesupik. I'm not sure how you exactly deal with it. I'm not sure what it's telling in, if that's enough of an inus, not enough of an inus. The horror I had in the Shach is from a Nesivus, a third psak in the Shulchan Aruch. The Nesivus says, if someone threatens he's going to go to court, if you don't sell it to him, he's going to take you to court. Terakois. Is that cool? And you're only selling it because he's going to go to Terakois, and you're afraid he'll get the field from you in court, where in Bezin he's not entitled to the field. But he'll go to court and he'll get your field away from you. You know, he threatens you that he fell on your property and he's going to sue you, and he'll get your field away anyway, so you might as well sell it then. In Beis Din, you know, if you fall on someone's property, so you go to Beis Din, so you have to pay him for making his property bloody or something, you know. In American law, it's the other way around for some crazy reason, that if someone falls on your property, he gets money. Why should a guy get money for falling on my property? I don't know. So a person threatens you, I'm going to go to Arkais if you don't sell it to me. So then the Sidus writes to Chiddush, he says that that's not, the Sidus is Sukkot Yud Beis, and also Olam Reshei, that that's not called Mesiras Meidah, because it's Lav Bari Hazeka. It's not positive that if it goes to court, he'll get it. A threat that's not bari, he says, is not considered a threat from a serious Meidah. It wouldn't apply today, so you're going to lose for sure, you're going to have to pay lawyers. Yeah, okay. Today, going to court, you're right, 100% right. You're going to lose no matter what, because even if you win, you lose. But in his day, going to court, I guess, was simpler. And, see, he says, if it's not bari Yezeka, then it's not a serious Meidah. As I state Nesivus. Based on this Nesivus, go back to the Shach now. The Shach's case has to be Bari Hazeka. The Shach is saying, I'm afraid he's not going to pay me, so therefore I'm going to sell in the field, so he should pay me. If you're just afraid he's not going to pay you, that's not Bari Hazeka. If he threatens, he says, I'm not going to pay you, you know, maybe. I could hear it. But the lashon of the Shach is he's afraid that he's not going to pay me, and he's mesupik if that's good enough for Mesiras Meidah, doesn't stim with the Nesivus who says there has to be Bari Hazeka. It's a stira. Unless it's maybe is it considered Bari Hazeka that I'm going to have to wait to get paid? If he says he's not paying me, it's not Bari, he'll never pay me. The case is, I know, I have proof he owes me money. If I don't have proof, they can't write on my door. Call my door, they'll like, Kosebe Ananya Dinan Bey, and says, La my door. He said, I have to know. So I have proof he owes me money. And I have proof that he refuses to pay. And obviously he has cash, because he's ready to pay for my field. So the question is that Bari Hazeka? I'm asking, that Lachar is not Bari Hazeka. So maybe eventually you'll get him to pay. So I'm sitting here, I'm just wondering, is it Bari Hazeka the fact that you have to wait for the money? Is that Bari Hazeka? I mean, for sure he's not ready to pay. I went over this. What? Well, there's a financial value to not having to wait for payment. Which we said many times, that even though Rivas is awesome, there's a chel value. So maybe that's Peshat of the Shaft. That's called Bari Hazeka. Because even waiting for your money is Bari Hazeka. So maybe he's masking to the Mesivus. So I'll go upon him. These are just three cases of Mesivus and Hidorah, Chavis Yoyer, Shach, and the Mesivus. Three cases of Mesivus and Hidorah and Halacha. Let's see the Gemara's Kash and Teretz. I don't know. I left this for last because it's hard. I'm not sure how you learned the Gemara, the next piece of Gemara. I see Rishayim have half a dozen different ways of learning the Gemara. So we'll learn it with the Rashbam. Let's see the Gemara's kasha. V'idizvini, the fourth line. V'idizvini. If you're doing a maidah by zvini, ha'omar rava like asvina maidah zvini. We don't write maidahs on zvini. So what does that mean? We don't write Maidah on Zvini. So Rashbam writes that it's a Maman of Shach. Now, you just have to realize, when you learn the Rashbam, we paskin Tluya Vizav and Zvina Zvini in all cases. If someone forces you to sell, it's always a Mechira. If you weren't Maisa Maidah, it's always a Mechira. But Rava doesn't hold that way. Rava, as the Rashbam brings, says if someone forces me Sada Stam, it's different than if someone forces me Sada Zu. Someone forces me, so the stam, the tuli of his oven, zvini, zvini. Rava's nasty. But if someone forces me to sell, so the zoo, Rava holds, there's no rule that if you force him, it's a sale. Rava's reason, later in the sugya, it's not, why he's not negeas? Negeas is the psak. So the stam, zvini, zvini, so the zoo, it's not. So Rashbam says, must pshat the gemara's kash. Manashah. By so the stam, you can't have Mesiris Maidah, because if you sell it, it's sold. Tell you if it's sold, it's been a Zvini. Elamai by Sada Zoo. So after Rashbam by Sada Zoo, what do you have to write a Maidah for? Now, Doi just said, it has to be that they know. They didn't know about that he's being forced. So if they know, what are they writing Maidah? Let them go to Bezdin. Let them walk into Bezdin and finish. And there's no problem. What do you have to write a Maidah? That's how the Rashbam learns the kasha. The problem with the Rashbam, which the Ramban asks, is that what do you mean, what do you have to write? Every time you write a shtar, they're always a live Adam. They're always live Adam signing a shtar. So you have a shtar in case the Adam are not available. So, what does it mean? The Gemara says, Omar Avalai Kasvina Madar Zvini. The Rashbam says it means that why write the Maidah? Let the Eidim go directly. What do you mean, let the Eidim go directly? Every time you write a shtar, say the same thing, let Eidim go directly. The answer is that you want a shtar in case the Eidim are not available. So it's very, very difficult to understand the Gemara's kasha, the way the Rashbam learns the Gemara. And even worse, the Gemara's teretz of Pardisa also doesn't seem to make so much sense. Because when you learn the Gemara, Pardisa, it's a Geshmaki case, instead of focusing on the Gemara, but how did he answer the Kasha? The Kasha was, why write a shtar? Let the Eidim come themselves. So what's the Teretz of Pardisa? Still, it's a nice story. Pardisa's story is definitely a nice story. But the same thing, why write a shtar? Take the live Eidim and let them walk into Bezdin and tell the story. So the Shakla Vitaria of this Gemara is a difficult Shakla Vitaria, and the Rishayim all don't learn like the Rashbam. And I don't know if anybody brings the Rashbam. Certainly the Ritva, the Rashbam, the Ramban don't learn like the Rashbam. They have a number of different Pshatim of the Gemara, because the bottom line is, the riddle is, what's so special about the case of Pardisa? That's the question. What is special about the case of Pardisa that makes it unique that the Gemara says a case of Pardisa? Well, what's special about it? What's unique about it? Pardisa is just one example of a person being forced. What's the difference in the case of Pardisa and someone says, if you don't sell me a field, I'm going to break your windows? Why is Pardisa any more special than any other threat? This is the problem with the Gemara Bechlal and with the Rashbam's Pshat Befrat. The Nesivus has a Pshat in the Rashbam, in the Hagdama to Simur Reishei. I don't know any other Pshat except for the Nesivus' Pshat, but I don't know. It's not such a satisfying Pshat, though. the bekitzer of the nesivus is pshat. Really, it's not fair to say bekitzer, but the bekitzer of it is, what's so special about Pardisa? He says that what's special about Pardisa is that normally, to know the einus, you have to be there at the time he sells it. Normally, to know the einus, right? Nahardai said you have to know the einus. How could you know it? You have to be there at the time of the mechira. The person comes in, he says, sign the shtar or I'll shoot you. So he signs the shtar. So you know that it was an einus. My love, the case of Pardisa, is that it's shayach the Eidim to be able to prove the einus beforehand. Because the Eidim see beforehand that this man says, it's my field. I'm here already more than 3 years. It's my field. So they could see ahead of time. They could say Eidus on the threat when it's still a threat. It's not stam when the person says, I'll break your windows. It's the person said, this is my field. He claims it's his field. Now, 2 days later, he's paying money to buy it. So they could see ahead of time the fact that this person is a crook. That's the mile of the case of Pardisa. And the Mesivus has a cheshbon, why that case, you're right on my dog, because you're right on my dog, you're not ready to go to Besdin. Mechira didn't happen yet. So that would be a case, that's what's special about the case of Pardisa. Now, before I get to the Ritvos Pshat, I just... You all learned the case of Pardisa. You probably all learned it twice. You should have learned it yesterday and today. What's the case? How do the Eidim know that this person's a crook? So the Rashbam said, B'shem Rabbeinu Chananel, that the two Eidim were there at the time that the person claimed that it's his field. Now, L'chaira, the two Eidim could be there at the time a person threatens. What would be the din? If there are two Eidim, and they hear Reuven tell Shimon, if you don't sell it to me, I'll break your windows. Is that enough to be Adina Bei Ba'unsa, to hear the threat, not at the time of the Mechira? He says, you don't sell it to me tomorrow, I'll break your windows. Is that enough? Huh? I know we've spoken many times that a person could say Mishate Ha'isi. A person could say I was joking. A person says words. He could say I was joking yesterday. Mishate Ha'isi, I was in a bad mood yesterday. People complain, but the halacha is if somebody says words, the words themselves are nothing. The only time words are something is if I say something, and you say Atem Eidai, I say something that has monistic significance, I say it's my field, it's your field, I owe you money, you owe me money, I say something. In front of two witnesses, you say Atem Eidai, then I can't say Mishata Hayis. The case of Pardisa is unique compared to every other Maidah, is that every other Maidah, what happens? The person says, if you don't do this, I threaten you. So you could say later, Mishata Yisi. Pardisa is special because the thing he says ahead of time is a psag din. He's saying, this is my field. He says, Atamedai. He says, Atamedai, this is my field. I bought it from you. There, he can't say Mishata Yisi. Because anything you say that has momentistic consequences is you can't say I was joking if you say it in front of two Ed. So Pardisa is taka special. The way that the Nesida says, because whatever you said is final. You can't back off. Everything else you say, you can back off. If you threaten someone, I'll break your windows. You could later say, I was joking, I was in a bad mood, I was angry. You could say, I didn't mean it. But if you say, I bought the field from you, in front of two Eidim, you can't back off. So that is something special about Pardisa. And That's the way the Nesivus, I mean, this last Nakuda I'm adding, but that's the way the Nesivus learns what's special about Pardisa. Now, the Ritva learns a different pshat in the Gemara in Pardisa. The Ritva learns that the Gemara's kasha was not like the Rashbam, no different stam and li. The Gemara's kasha is that Taluya Vizavin Zvina Zvini. So why does it help of the Siris Meido? He learns Pardisa special because he says that Taluya Vizavin Zvina Zvini is only if I threaten you with A and therefore sell me B, that's Taluya Vizavin Zvina Zvini. If I threaten you that I'm going to hurt you, I'm going to make trouble for you if you don't sell, so there's a halacha of Taluya Vizavin Zvina Zvini. But if I threaten you that I'm going to keep this field anyway if you don't sell it to me, if I'm threatening you about the same exact field, that if you're not going to take money from me for this field, I'm going to keep the field anyway. You're a fool not to take the money. In such a case, he says, there's no halacha fully of his own zvinas meaning. When a person has it anyhow, the Ritva says, if somebody take something from you, and he has it in his house. He says, I'm not giving it back to you. You might as well take money. There's no din of Tuliyah V'Zavin Zvina Zvini. It's only if Mekayach Aleph, I force you to do Beis, that's Tuliyah V'Zavin. Because the Gemara says every Mechir is that way. People sell things because they're pressured for money. But if someone takes something away, then there's no Tuliyah V'Zavin Zvina Zvini. That's how the Ritva learns the Gemara. What's special about Pardes. So I do gavra the mashke pardes lechavrei l'tloshnim basa doch l'tloshnei chazaka im mizavnis limutav ilai kavish moshtar mishkanta l'kuchi biyadi kai gavra kasvino meido. Alright, so this is the story of Pardesa. The Shulchan Aruch brings Pardesa not like the Rabbeinu Chananel. Not like the Rashbam. The Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, Pardesa is bought that the person has to first go to Beis Din and claim, I have 3 years of Chazakah, it's mine. And after he goes to Beis Din and he claims 3 years of Chazakah, then he goes over to this person, he says, you better sell it to me, I'm getting it anyway. And the person is Moshe Maida. And then he sells it to him. See, after he sells it to him, the person takes out the Shtar Mechira, he goes and he brings out the Shtar Meida. That's the Gemara's case, the way it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, the way Mishnah Eliyahu explains it, the way Magi Mishnah explains it, and the way the Sma explains it, that's the case in Shulchan Aruch. What? For the sale? Why would he bring out the Shtar Mechira? It's a good taina. Someone on the page asks, he's going to hide the Shtar Mechira. He already has a Pesach Bez, and that it is. The Rashbam says that he'll take out the Shtar Mechira because the Rashbam is talking that he never was in Bez in the first place. But, Nachinami, I guess you would have to have Edom on the Shtar Mechira. The question is, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch, why does he have to say he went to Bez in the first time? Why does the Shulchan Aruch say the same as the Rashbam or Rabbeinu Chananel? The Rambam usually goes with Shittas Rabbeinu Chananel. That's a klal. Why was he Mishana? Why did he have to say he went to Bezdin the first time? Why not he had Eidim at the first time? So the Sma, Sivkot Yutches, explains. What's wrong with Rabbeinu Chananel's story? He says there's something wrong with the story. What's the story? I have a pardesa, someone's there 10 years, and he hides a shtar mishkanta. Now, how come? What's the story? He comes to me, we'll go to Rabbeinu Chananel's case. I know he wants to buy it from me. He's not that big a crook that he wants to steal it from me. So he wants to pay me, I don't want to sell it. So what's the story? I take two Eidim, and in front of two Eidim, he says to me, this is my field, I bought it from you, I have Shnei Chazak. Now I have these two Eidim. Now, he comes and he says, sell me the field. Now he comes and he says, sell me the field. When he says, sell me the field, what's my game plan to Rabbeinu Chananel? I'll write a shtar meidah. And I'll sell him the field. And then I'll bring the Eidim to Bez. And then I'll bring the shtar meidah to Bez. So the Sma, once I have two Eidim already in my pocket that saw that he claims that it's his field, now when he comes and says, sell it to me, why am I selling it to him? As long as the two Eidim see him say, offering to sell it to me, I should have the two Eidim. They should see him offering to sell it. And now I should go run to Bezna with the two Eidim. It's not a case where I'm afraid he's going to beat me up if I don't sell it. It's a case where he timed it that it's his. So why am I selling it to him? Why don't I just take the two Eidim, let them see, first he said it's his, now he says buy it, and now take the two Eidim to Bezdin. Why am I going through with the whole sale? I should bring in the two Eidim, make believe I'm doing the sale, and a minute before I'm ready to do the sale, I'm ready to do the Kenyan. It hasn't worked. You sit down with lawyers and you write out the shtaris and you do everything. And a minute before the Kenyan, I should say, stop! Now you're stuck. I have two Eidim that you're ready to buy me, pay me for it, and you claimed it was yours. Now go to Bez. Why do I have any incentive to go through with the whole Mechira? What? There's no bother me about Meshata. So it depends. If the Eidim are hiding, L'chayim is a Meshata. If the Eidim were standing there and he said, Atamei, that is no Meshata. If the Eidim were hiding, what was the Rabbeinu Chananel's Lashon? Some Rishonim have a Lashon that they're hiding. And the Chananel says, it doesn't say clearly. I mean, if they were there, So then there's no Meshata because it was in front of two Eidim. What? Right, but why can't you say Meshata on the first thing? When he said the first time, this is my field and I have Shnei Chazaka, why can't you say, when I said that, I was joking. And now the Mechira, I mean it seriously. But that was the question. No, the first thing. Which way? I wanted to buy it. You mean on the second thing? I'm saying I wanted to buy it. Not sure. He wants to buy it. It's the varmini karim. He's sitting down. Maybe until he gives the money, he could say. I don't know. Okay, Akoponim, this is the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rambam says, it doesn't say Rabbeinu Chananel's case. Either way. One last thing, the Rishashi Sakasha, we had on Lamed Omid Beis, Ovid Inish, the Zavin Dinei. That sometimes I want to hassle with you, and I'll pay you, I shouldn't have to go to Din Torah, even though I went in Din Torah. No, so the question is, you may be right. If Ovid, the Rishashi is on the Rashbam, if Ovid Inish, the Zavin Dinei, if it's the nature of a person to buy off his Din Torah, so over here, at a Pardesa, maybe they didn't want to have a hassle with him. He's tidying Mashkanta. So he said, look, really, I bought it from you. You're tidying Mashkanta. I'll buy it from you. And I don't want to have a whole hassle. Now, David is right. According to the Rambam, it's not fair. Because he already has a Psak Bez. Okay. But the Rishashi is this kasha. So I saw in the Yelos HaShachar, Rav Steinman says, a push to the Teretz. Like the Rashbam. The Rashbam, on Laman Amid Bey, says, Ovid Inish, the Zavin Dinei, Bedamim Muatim. Rashbam there says, a person doesn't pay full price if it's Zavin Dinei. A person is willing to give Damim Muatim, not to have to schlep it entirely. So here we're talking in a case where he gives damim the full damim. And since he gives the full damim, so there's no avin inish, there's avin dina in this case. That's his teretz. He takes and sort of the pesachu of his mesupik. We pass now to Rashbam. He says, "Akapana like the Rashbam." This is the teretz. Okay, let's move on to matanta tamirta. Amar Rav Yehuda, hi matanta tamirta. Lay magvinava. What's a matanta tamirta? So the Gemara asks, "Hechi dami matanta tamirta." Amar Rav Yosef, "Dama lahu l'sadi, zilu atmuru yikasful lay." Oh, the Gemara. Circumstantial evidence, right? In Shas, we don't like circumstantial evidence. So the Gemara says, this one is solid. If I tell somebody, I'm giving you a matana, but the Eidim have to write it secretly. So that's a suspicious shtar, and there's something wrong with it. Lay magvin and day, such a shtar you can't manai with. Why am I telling the Eidim to write it secretly? Ikedi Amri, very hard shita. Pashib Shad. Omer of Yosef. Deloy Omer Aluhu, Tisfu Bishuka, Ubibriyasa, Vitichtavulai. He didn't say write it publicly. My Benayu, Ikebenayu Stama. Hello. Pashib Shad, Nikamara is Pella. He says, Stama, write a star. I'm giving you a matana, write a star. I didn't say go write it publicly. So that is Matanta Tamirta. And there's something suspicious about it. There's something very suspicious about it. So the Rishayim say, I think in the Rosh, that this is Bismanehem. Bismanehem, it doesn't work this way. Bismanehem, where everything was written publicly, so it's not normal if I don't tell them, write it publicly. Bismanehem, people write shtaris, and they go into a house, they write a shtar, they don't go to the shul. So he says that this umdina is a very hard umdina. I don't even understand time of the Gemara. I'm writing a shtar, I'm giving something away, and it's suspicious to say, I don't say, do it publicly. Upon him, this is a matanta tamirta. We have here a machlaikis, the Rosh, and the Rashbam. A matanta tamirta, if it's vadai, this is such a strong umdana that it's zichi, he doesn't mean it, or if it just makes it into a suffix. The Rashbam learns, and Rukhi Yosef learns, that matanta tamirta just makes it into a suffix if he really means it. You can't manain with it. Lay magbinamba. Lay magbinamba means you can't manain. It's not a vadai. Nafkamina, the Rashbam writes on Mem Aleph Amid Aleph that if you're typhus, tfisa helps. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says, matanta tamirta is a vadai. It's a sure thing. If you do a matanta tamirta, it's a suspicious matana. And it's vadai nothing. And if you typhus, it also doesn't help. So we have here a machlekes, the Rashbam, and the Rosh. The matanta tamirta to how it works. Okay, the Kesha Kedusha Itza, which I guess we'll get back to tomorrow. So we'll do tomorrow. We have left...